home for firing your GM right before the draft. That's Quasi Talk, semi-live from a studio. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Yeah, I was saving that one. I thought of that one.
You snuck that in without me knowing about it.
Thank you. Yeah, no,
That's not nice.
That's pretty good.
That's why you wanted to talk about it.
I thought about that one on the drive home last night from work, and I knew you'd appreciate that.
I mean, it's true. Right?
It's very, very, very true. How was your sports week?
Uneventful. Not
good.
Really. I mean,
yeah. No, it's the off season, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much the off season. I mean,
did you know the Pro Bowl came and went without us even?
I took one glimpse at it and went, "This is it."
Yeah, I would. I did
on
the same.
Tuesday?
I did the same. I was off of work. It was on many channels. I couldn't have been less interested. Turns out I'd rather watch combine footage. I'd rather watch no sports at all. I'd rather watch wrestling. For a second there, it didn't dawn on me like, oh, they were playing flag football in an empty arena.
On a Tuesday night
in Vegas, like it was a rec league basketball game. Yeah, no.
I mean, I used to watch it for like the skills competition at least.
Sure, yeah.
Because that was showing some talent and ability.
Yeah, those when you watch quarterbacks against the other elite quarterbacks.
Tossing those bombers and, that was kind of cool.
I'm also
a lot older than the norm.
No, you're slightly above average age. Yeah. But no, I'm with you. It's almost like the NFL is trying to get rid of the Pro Bowl without canceling. Like, if the ratings just be bad enough, then they can just say it goes away.
Because players get bonuses if they are...
Based on the roster bonus. Well, yes. Yeah, no, you're right.
To get to the Pro Bowl.
Yep. So the players' union likes it, but they don't mind that their players don't actually want to go.
Right, because nobody wants to do it because they don't want to get injured. That's right. why they stopped doing the real football and then eventually got to be where they hiked the ball, and they were like, here, I'm gonna
yes, yeah, no, there was you. It. There was the last Pro Bowl that was anything like a football game was like 74-65. It was just full sprint up. It was very not football to watch. So I understand why the NBA All-Star game was the same way.
Yeah.
They've tried to make some adjustments. Say, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good on watching
that. I kind of liked it the last couple years.
Yeah, I was watching long snappers win tic-tac-toe games, and that was way more entertaining than anything I was watching. And like I watched for all of five minutes.
They were doing the punt or the catching and the punts.
Yes.
And they had to do it with multiple footballs in their hands and arms. That's ability.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
You know, it's better than going, all right, just go out there for a pass and then just grab his flag.
No, I'd rather them just do nothing, but you're right. When it's bonuses attached to it,
right.
And it's a, yeah, no. So we should talk about something else that happened in football.
Coaches got hired.
Oh, no, yeah, no, we'll talk about those things first. Would you like to? My Arizona Cardinals hired Matt LaFleur's little brother, Mike, who is, I don't know, he fell out of the Sean McVay tree at some point.
Yeah.
He hung out with Kyle Shanahan for a hot minute. He's, you know, he was the last hire, which tells you he's probably the least, I mean, I'll say least qualified, but he's a pro.
Yep.
He's got the right last name to be successful. He's got the right track to be a successful coach.
Oh.
So
the next, the big thing will be Phoenix plays Green Bay.
Yeah, well, the Floor Bowl or something. Yeah, which is neat. That's a quaint thing to have. The Raiders hired Gary Kubiak's son, Clint, to run their franchise.
Why would you take that job?
I mean, because there's only 30 of them in the whole world.
They keep on saying that, but he's going to be fired in 2 years.
And then he'll collect a buyout from an Al Davis fund, and he'll go on to coach in college. You know, or you're going to be the OC for somebody else.
They do have some stuff going for him, though.
That team has... The things they have going for him are...
Don't say Max Crosby, because in an interview...
No, he will be traded as soon as the draft can happen.
Yeah.
No, if you're a good player on the Raiders, you're hoping you get traded. You are, you know, you're Ashton Gentry, you're there for a few more years, but the cupboard is completely
Mendoza's
bare.
Mendoza's going to go there.
Yep, you're going to have a number one quarterback there. You're going to have I mean, that's having a number one quarterback is something that's that most teams do not have. Most teams do not have the quarterback talent of a number one pick in their quarterback room. So
doesn't always mean it's right.
No, most of the time it does not mean it's right. But it's something more than, say, the Arizona Cardinals had. The Arizona Cardinals have
Kyler Murray,
who is an overpriced C-plus quarterback. No. So those are bad jobs, which is why they took forever.
Yep.
Todd Monken, the former Raiders, yep. or I'm sorry, the former Ravens OC, is now the head coach of the Cleveland Browns.
Yep.
And for some reason, Todd Monken sounds like the coach of the Cleveland Browns. Like, you know, it's not an exciting hire, although he's a well-regarded offensive coordinator.
Not that well. I mean, he's good, but not like, whew. I mean, he's had Lamar Jackson for the last 2 years.
For a couple of MVP-level seasons, yes. It you know, like I said, these are the jobs you're listing. Those are the three worst jobs available in pro football. So it's understandable because Joe Brady being the head coach of the Bills.
Yep.
That was
an internal hire.
That's an internal hire.
And Joe Brady's done a great job with Josh Allen.
Joe Brady did a great job with Joe Burrow at LSU before that. He was sure. the offensive coordinator at LSU. He came kind of out of nowhere. He's a young head coach, but he's been well regarded as an offensive mind for the last
And he also took over mid-season 2-3 years ago, I think.
Yes.
3 seasons.
Yes, that is also correct. So he's I mean, they seem to know what they're doing there. I just read the name and it made me chuckle. Our old buddy Mike McCarthy got rehired. Way to go, Mike. I mean, if you're the Steelers and you want to go 9-8, there is nobody better than Mike McCarthy to do that. Mike McCarthy is going to... A couple things on the plus side with Mike McCarthy.
First off, this hire means that the Steelers were not prepared for Tomlin to leave.
Yeah, that feels about right.
You know?
Yeah.
You would think they'd have something in place, you know?
There is... I mean, there's something to be said for Mike McCarthy.
You pretty much... Mike McCarthy is Mike Tomlin.
I'm going to list you the positives of Mike McCarthy, right? Extremely high winning percentage in Green Bay over a long period of time.
Yep.
In the playoffs, a whole lot.
Yep.
Developed young quarterbacks. That's a plus. He's not a flashy, exciting hire.
He's a fundamental.
Yeah.
You know what you... He's like Tomlin.
Yes. No, it's... That
really
is
what it is. I mean,
I believe Tomlin was a defensive coach.
Yes.
And he was a developer of defenses. Mike McCarthy...
And you get Aaron Rodgers again for
also,
one more year.
Also, Mike McCarthy is from Pittsburgh. He was the head coach or offensive coordinator at the University of Pittsburgh before he got the Green Bay Packers job. I remember that was a huge leap when he got it, and I was surprised. But, yeah, it's not a fun hire. It's
no, but it's...
It feels better than, say, Pete Carroll for the Raiders. It
feels
definitely better than that. It doesn't feel as good as Harbaugh, but, you know.
But usually, and this kind of went against the norm because the last three coaches have been younger guys.
Correct.
So... What that's telling me is, A, they didn't know what kind of blindsided them, so they had to hire who they thought was to keep at least there.
Yes, yep.
And McCarthy is a bridge coach.
Yes. Yeah, all of those things.
But bridge coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers means they're going to give him 6-7 years.
Right. I mean, what it's going to be is you're going to look for, well, who's on Mike McCarthy's staff? Because he also put together a really good staff in Green Bay for a lot of years.
Yep.
A lot of the people that were underneath him ended up being... coaches other places.
Right.
So, I mean, that to me is, that might be a surprisingly good hire. I can't believe I'm optimistic. Maybe it's because McCarthy hasn't been a coach. Like, the way he left Dallas was not surprising. It was not
Dallas
surprising.
Was actually
good.
Yeah.
Yes.
They went, like, while he was there,
yes,
really good percentage, and they were winning.
Yes.
Except when they got to the playoffs.
Correct. And so if you're the Steelers, he's the perfect hire there. He's not rocking the boat.
Maybe,
he's not moving.
I think the problem
needle.
With Tomlin and some of the, like, Harbaugh, that sit there for so long, at some point, the message gets kind of watered down.
Yes.
You know, it kind of becomes, oh, he's going to say this next. He's going to say, you know. So I think sometimes it's good to kind of, like, refresh it.
And Mike McCarthy can give his message with a Super Bowl ring on his finger.
Yeah.
That's not something that any of these other hired coaches besides Jim Harbaugh can do.
Right.
Robert Saleh got another job.
Yep.
Which people seem to tell me he's a good coach, and I guess he is. He was a 49ers defensive coordinator last year.
phenomenal job.
Correct.
With, no matter.
And he was great at it before he was a head coach for the Jets.
But it's the Jets.
It's, I mean, same thing we said about Sam Darnold, right? It's the same thing we'd say about probably Breece Hall when he leaves there. It's the same thing we said about Aaron Rodgers when he left there. Well, if he's not with the Jets, he's probably going to be better off. So I would assume Robert Saleh is going to get a Tennessee team that won pretty much zero games.
He also got Brian Daboll as his OC.
And Brian Daboll got a job as a head coach because he was a great offensive coordinator. So I
for Buffalo.
Was it Buffalo? Yeah, that's right.
For Josh Allen.
Wow. Hey. So I forget that Tennessee has a franchise. Honestly, like, their great moments are not that memorable to me. So they're a team that's going to go from four wins and not being remembered to, they're eight. They're not going to be a playoff team, I don't feel like, but they've got a young quarterback, good coaches in place. That is the starting block for a team like how the Bears got there. So those are nice.
Jesse Minter got hired to the Ravens.
Chargers defensive coordinator or something like that. Okay. Well, I mean, the Chargers haven't been real good. So, I mean, Jeff Hafley to the Dolphins, who was hired by former Packers player personnel guy, who's now the GM.
John Eric Sullivan.
So I would assume also Malik Willis will be the new quarterback. I would assume
something to that effect.
Romeo Dobbs will probably be there too, or Dontavian Wicks, maybe Rashawn Gary. I guess.
I mean, they got a long way to go to fix a lot of stuff.
Last time they hired a Packers coordinator was Joe Philbin, and they fired him in 2 years. So
less than that.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't long. He didn't get two full years. So
who did the Packers? Oh, they picked up
Arizona Cardinals former head coach Jonathan Gannon, who was the Eagles D coordinator before he was a head coach. Yeah, that's a high end defensive coordinator spot with good talent there. Kevin Stefanski got hired again. They keep saying 2-time coach of the year, and then they have to put it in parentheses with the Cleveland Browns.
Because it's an oddity.
I don't know. Maybe this is a Belichick type moment where you come to your next place with a little bit of humility and you've learned some things and you're good again. My problem with Atlanta is I don't think they've built a roster correctly in about a decade.
They got some talent though.
Maybe, but they haven't put a quarterback. They haven't had the right quarterback for a very long time, since probably Matt Ryan. They're a long ways away from being successful, even in a very, very weak division. But, because the thing, once you miss on a quarterback, you're basically, everybody in that building can get fired because you basically start over. Okay, we got the Super Bowl coming up.
We were talking about John Harbaugh.
Oh, yeah, John Harbaugh got hired by the Giants.
They'll turn that thing around.
That's why it's not exciting to me. The Giants are one of those cornerstone franchises in the NFL. Every decade, they get good again, and then they stay on TV all the time.
I didn't know this.
What did they do?
They hired Matt Nagy as the OC.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Former Bears failure. Matt Nagy. Yeah, yeah.
Jim Leonard.
What is he? Is he the coordinator for who?
Who'd Bills.
Is he the defensive coordinator for the Bills? Okay, yeah.
He
could still be the head coach of the Badgers. He's on the track now. You can fire Fickle at the end of the year and hire a real deal defensive coordinator from the NFL to come run your franchise. Chris McIntosh, if you're listening, please follow through on that. I can tell you that would work great for me and some other Badger fans out there, I'm guessing. We got the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. We do. How excited are you to see a rematch of something? Yeah, no, me too. It's Seahawks and Patriots again.
Particularly a little tougher to watch.
Okay.
Because?
I mean, Sam Darnold, you're...
Could have been.
Every time they say the only quarterback to win 14 games with two franchises, back-to-back...
He wanted more money.
It makes me chuckle that every Vikings fan gets mad every time they hear that.
It's not mad. I'm like, because he wanted more. He got more money.
Sure.
I think they offered him like $25 or $28 million a year for 3 years.
I mean, isn't that why your GM should have been fired last year?
Oh,
that's why, right? Like that's right. That's why that doesn't make much sense to me.
There's been several things you kind of go, what?
Yeah. No, it feels like they wasted a year, the Vikings did. They wasted a year. Because what they're going to do next year is find a bridge quarterback to hopefully help J.J. McCarthy because their roster is amazing. That's what they should have done last year. That's what they didn't do last year, and it cost them a year of absolutely nothing. So this year we've got the Seahawks and Patriots, but at least there's no Bill Belichick and Pete Carroll. So that's a plus, right?
Yes.
Like that's, I much prefer the Mike Vrabel and Mike McDonald. Mike McDonald just seems like a guy. Mike Vrabel seems like a super fun guy to hang out with and talk sports with. I like Mike Vrabel. I liked him at Ohio State. I liked him for the Patriots. I liked him as a coach, and now he's back again being a coach. Unfortunately, we don't have Marshawn Lynch, which was actually my favorite player from that whole era. You don't have Tom Brady in this Super Bowl. He's probably announcing the thing, which would be not a surprise, but you don't have to hear any references to Pete Carroll, Tom Brady, or Marshawn Lynch. None of it. That's great. Side note, nothing exciting in this Super Bowl, right? Like there's no
not really.
There's no franchise guy going for a record. There's no redemption.
No, I think Darnold being who he has, his past. I think there's there's two ways it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be MVP,
the reason they lose.
Right.
I'm 100% with you on that one.
You know, yeah. So he's either, and I'm rooting for him. Seems like a good guy. I mean, he's had tough breaks. I mean, when you start your career off with the Jets.
I was just going to say, they keep saying he's had to overcome obstacles. His overcoming obstacle was being drafted by the Jets.
Yes.
Because before that.
That's a major one.
But before that, he was a Heisman Trophy finalist. Before that, he was a five-star recruit in high school.
In the NFL.
He's an incredibly talented quarterback who had the misfortune of being drafted by the Jets.
And then going to Carolina. And then he went to San Francisco. He kind of fixed
That was the right move because that set him on the path to being a backup to the Vikings.
Right, he played.
Played extremely well.
Like, we should have taken him.
No, he was
he
a...
We should have, I mean...
If you took the numbers that Sam Darnold had this year and put them with the Vikings quarterbacks, the Vikings would have won at least three more games, minimum, this year.
At least.
Minimum. If he would have...
Would have been way more
if
optimistic.
If he would have had 3,800 yards out of some combination of...
He had 44 last year, didn't he?
Yeah. If you had 4,000 yards out of a combination of J.J. McCarthy and whomever, and Carson Wentz this year, the Vikings are...
And Max Brosmer.
And Vikings might still be playing in the... might still be playing football right now, but... Mm-hmm. No.
But then remember last year, the last two games, the last regular season game, and then the playoff game.
Oh yeah,
he played what everybody thought. Oh, there he is.
I mean, he played his way out of town.
Yeah,
and you know, I'm guessing in the fans' minds too, he was done right at that moment.
Boy, don't some of us kind of go, ooh, we would have taken that.
He dodged. Yeah, of course you would. So. Yeah. I mean, so the Super Bowl, the Seahawks are favored by, I mean, the line
keeps... 3.5?
I thought it was closer to 5, but... I don't buy it. I'm still a believer in the Patriot way. I think that DNA sticks around for...
That defense is... It's really...
That defense is playing real, real well. Drake May might be... And I'll say Drake May is the best player if you're going to rate him... On a 1 to 100 scale, I believe Drake May is the closest to 100 of anybody else on the field. I think he's the most talented offensive player maybe Jackson Smith and Jigbo, the wide receiver for the Seahawks, might be the best wide receiver in football. Might.
Up there. Right up there.
But Drake May might also be one of the best quarterbacks in football. He's going to be up in
the
MVP.
It's either him or Stanford for MVP.
And you can't count the guys who didn't make the playoffs. You can't say Joe Burrow. You can't say Patrick Mahomes. You can't say Lamar Jackson.
Well, thank God they only vote on that MVP, I think, for the regular season.
Yes. Yeah, no.
But up to that point, it would have been either one.
Yeah, he's playing fantastic ball. They win with, balance. So it's not exciting to watch like it would be if it was, a big offensive show or some dominant defense. But Seattle's defense is hitting. They are doing the things that Seattle did back in the day where they ran the ball a lot and had a defense that dominated. It's a little bit different defensive scheme. It's tricky and confusing and fast, whereas the old-school Seahawks team would just overpower you with dominant players. But, no, I like if I was going to vote, if I was going to say this might happen, if I was going to put some money on something that would happen, over-under... The over-under Sam Darnold one interception, 1.5. Does he have more or less than 1.5 interceptions in the Super Bowl? I say it's over. I think he finishes with like 230 yards, one in touchdown and two picks. I don't think that's real far out of the realm.
Yeah.
That's where
it's either going to be that or throws a perfect game.
Yeah, 400 yards and the clear MVP by halftime. No, no, I'm with you. That's where I would vote for it. I know I don't have much else riding on this Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't either.
I know I will be flipping over to the Puppy Bowl throughout the game. I just know I will. It's simulcast on a lot of channels. They have the Puppy Bowl guy has a combine this year.
Oh, really?
They have a combine. You can see these dogs in action. All these dogs at the Puppy Bowl are totally adoptable. You can just take them home. But they run them through a Super Bowl thing, and there's a combine, so they'll be testing their skills. It's
fantastic.
I mean, it's just as good as
the
NFL.
It's on every channel too.
It's on like seven channels.
How do they do that?
Ratings do that, man. There's a clear divide in the world of TV between people who want to watch sports on Sunday and people who want to avoid sports on Sunday. Yeah. And that's a 50-50 split according to the ratings. Yeah. No, I'm with that.
Okay.
What are you doing on Super Bowl? Are you going to eat a lot?
No.
No, you're not going to eat a single food.
Well, I'll eat something.
Back in your good eating days.
I don't have. It's on. What channel is the Super Bowl? I think it's on NBC, I think.
Is it really?
And I don't have that channel.
Okay. You're going to listen to it on the radio?
No.
You're going to avoid the TV? Good for you.
I'm going to avoid. I don't know.
So I was making a list the other day of my favorite things to eat.
Yeah.
And it turns out almost all of them are Super Bowl foods. I don't know if that's just.
That's valid.
I don't know if that's my palate or if that's just. People just tend to eat really good foods when they're around people they like. You know, like it's kind of one of the two, because when I was listing the best like Super Bowl food, they're all good. I couldn't.
Okay.
So I'm going to go over and underrated.
Okay.
On Super Bowl foods.
Okay, go for it.
Where are you on wings?
I hate wings.
You hate so overrate clear overrate on your part?
Because I worked in a kitchen for 7 months. And had to do the Wing Wednesday nights.
Ten
10 to 12 cases in like a 2-hour period of gooey,
I've experienced
raw
a lot of
chicken wings.
Badger game chicken wings working in bar restaurants myself.
And I worked at a place that had wings that they were specialized on. And
you know, I was gonna say, no, man, you are wrong, but you actually absolutely sold me, because I just got some of these flashbacks
to working wings.
Badger Final Fours of literally 600 wings okay, I love wings, but I can't, they're overrated because I don't want to cook 1,000 of them. Okay, I'm with you. I love
everybody
sweet chili sauce
them.
On things.
Whatever.
Boneless wings are a clear overrated. Boneless wings are just chicken nuggets.
I'll eat those chicken nuggets.
Yeah, see, I'm wrong. Okay, fine.
I can't eat the bone.
All right.
Little drummies and little wings. No.
Nachos.
Yeah, they're good.
Underrated, overrated?
Good nachos, underrated. Like a brisket nacho?
Okay, yeah.
Like a homemade queso or something?
Yeah, okay. I was going to say underrated myself, too, because a lot of times if you get the slop together pile of thing, about 10 minutes later, there's nothing good about it.
No, I mean, I don't like the nachos when you put the lettuce, tomato, you know, just some of that stuff you just put on is just ridiculous. I don't like black olives either, but
I only like black olives on nachos. It's the only thing I like to put them on. I don't like them on pizzas. I don't like them.
But I think they're underrated, I think.
All right, how about macaroni? Where are you sitting on like a nice macaroni and cheese? Is that even considered a Super Bowl food, or am I just listing foods that I really like?
You're just listing foods
point?
You like.
Is that what's happening here?
I
didn't
really think so.
I should not have shown up to the studio and so hungry as I did. No.
I mean, the list here for what AI is saying is dips and spreads, wings but sliders and sandwiches.
Sliders are overrated, man. That's an overrated food because.
How about loaded fries?
Underrated.
You had a good fry there.
Oh. I am a huge that's just underrated because I'm a huge fan of two things: French fries and artificial cheese. You give me the faker, the oranger, the cheese, and I will enjoy every
Makes
bite of
that. Makes
sense
of why you're working where you're working now.
Yeah, thank you. Yes,
you found your fit.
My niche is my niche, man. That's a fact.
How about what else? What else do you have on the list? Did you want to?
No, on our actual sports list, we were going to grumble about Giannis wanting to be traded and probably
just
like...
I don't think he wants to be traded, does he?
I feel like he does. Yeah, man. I feel like he's in that spot where he realizes...
He wants to... He's a competitor.
And he's
he
not going
to
win in Milwaukee. He's done winning in Milwaukee.
He's been there, what, 13 years
Yes,
though.
A very long time. An amount of time where he's gone through every range of emotions. I remember when he got drafted.
Who's the coach there?
Why? Why are you doing Doc Rivers things to me, man? Why? Why? It's Luke Fickell. Is Luke Fickell the coach of the Bucks now, too? This is great. This is awesome.
I mean, I bet you that has something to do with it, though. I mean, kind of, Giannis,
I mean, which
should be
part?
Going, all of it. I mean, your coach is like...
Hit your well, that's like why he would want to leave is the guy that he banged the table for, he was wrong.
Yeah.
Giannis was wrong. You can't fire the player.
Don't let the player be the GM.
No. And
Rodgers.
He's paid that price for it now. Yeah. He's looked at the talent that he has asked to surround himself with, and he was wrong. He was wrong about Miles Turner. He was right about Lillard, but he should have kept Drew Holiday the whole time.
Yeah.
Nope. He's been there for a long enough period of time.
It's 13 years. It's time for something.
And you start
new.
Seeing the NBA, these trades.
Oh,
these trades aren't so crazy anymore.
They are today.
Anthony Davis and Trae Young have been traded.
Like
these are two
players.
All-stars. An eight-player swap. Now, if you're Giannis and you can...
I don't think he's going to get traded.
I know you don't gain any incentive as a player from being traded. It's not like soccer where you get money for it or anything. But if you're looking for happiness as a player, if you want to, if he actually wants to win championships, because maybe he doesn't. Maybe like a Patrick Ewing, you just want to be in the same place.
He seems like one of those really high competitor types. Like, I just want to win.
And with the team that he has set up in front of him with the draft capital that they have and the ability to change their roster being so little as it is, what he's got is what he's got. This year's team is next year's team. That's the, and he's got two more years left. So, nope, I could see him...
By the time we talk next week, I would like to see him traded, honestly.
Well,
I mean, for the Bucks-wise, it'd be good to overhaul everything.
Yes, because you're not winning with him. You're not winning without him. Let's give me something as a fan to
Minnesota's
look
in that,
forward to.
Minnesota, Golden State, and I think the Knicks and the Heat are the ones that are kind of really in play for the next 24 hours.
Yeah, the opportunity for Giannis to play with Anthony Edwards would be incredible. The amount of sheer athleticism.
But they have to give up because Minnesota doesn't really have the number ones.
But, you know, if you had those two players, if you told me you could have Anthony Edwards and his entire roster or Anthony Edwards and Giannis
Julius
and whomever,
Randle.
I mean, you'd probably have to give up a Julius Randle in that trade. If you're
They want Young. So
but salary-wise... You'd have to give up.
Jaden McDaniels is what they've been saying.
They have to
up
give
and
up
oh,
a
hey.
Fair amount of. Are we almost out of time?
Well, we've got 45-ish seconds left.
That's
already.
Wild. No, so I'd like Giannis to go ahead and I'd like to, honestly, I'd like to see him traded to Golden State because the opportunity for Giannis and Steph Curry to team up. I'm a huge Steph Curry fan.
He ain't got much time left.
I wouldn't mind seeing him win that one.
Yep.
I don't know. I guess we'll talk more next week if you want.
We got some more time, a little bit.
What else happened?
Nothing else. So by the time we talk about it,
by the time we've reminisced about, is it we're going to talk about wrestling or cooking this week? Yeah. It'll all of a sudden be that time.
15.
Dude, this has been a really, really good show. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for letting the Vikings fire their GM for us just before.
Okay.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye.